Well, you've been hearing quite a bit lately about the New World screwworm in Mexico and in Central America, and the harmful impact that the pest can have on cattle, horses, and other animals. But the CDC announced that a person from Maryland was recently found to be infected with New World screwworm.
You know, from what we understand, it was an individual who had made a trip to one of the countries in Central America, came back, had some pain, went to seek treatment, and discovered that they were infested with New World screwworm larvae.
That's Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
But we do know that the protocol worked, and that individual was treated and the larvae were destroyed. And while, yes, it's surprising to see that particular story, you know, it's not shocking.
And even though this recent human case is something the cattle industry is monitoring, Woodall says it does not present a risk to the U.S. livestock industry.
We are taking a serious approach to protecting ourselves from New World screwworm. The things that we're looking at is, one, did the protocols work? And it's obvious that the protocols work. And let's think about this for a minute from a human standpoint. If you go travel and somehow the New World screwworm female lays its eggs somewhere in your body, you come back to the United States, you're going to have excruciating pain because these larvae, these maggots, are going to be eating you alive. So you're going to go seek some sort of treatment.
USDA has closed off imports of cattle from Mexico and Central America to prevent New World screwworm from coming into the U.S. and possibly infecting America's beef and dairy herds. Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.